Fear. Fear. This is not a word we normally associate with Christmas. Peace, yes. Joy, yes. Hope, yes. Love, yes. Not fear. But if you look closely at the Christmas story, if you reread closely the Christmas story and hear it again, you will see that this is a recurring theme, a consistent reaction, fear. When the angel Gabriel appears to Mary to announce that she would bear Jesus, she was afraid. When an angel appeared to shepherds who were keeping watch over their flocks by night, they were afraid. Fear. Now, why? Well, the answer is God's glory. God's glory. These angels, these messengers of God reflected God's glory. The glory of God shone around them. So why would this cause fear? Well, in the Bible, God's glory is his weightiness. It's his heaviness. It's his majesty, his splendor, his beauty. The very majesty of the creator of heaven and earth. The very splendor of the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-righteous, all-holy Lord of heaven and earth. The beauty of eternity. In the scripture, God's glory is the revelation of his presence. So, in other words, Mary feared, the shepherds feared, because the angels reflected the very presence of God himself. Now, for some of you, this may be challenging to kind of wrap your minds around, challenging to understand. If you're like me, you've never been visited by an angel. You know that. Or perhaps you've never experienced directly the divine presence, or maybe you have and you just didn't recognize it. Now, I think one of the best descriptions of this type of fear is found in a beautifully written children's book, a book by the name of The Wind in the Willows by Graham Greene. Now, this book, if you haven't read it, gosh, you've got to read it, even if you're an adult. This is a great book. It's about the adventures of four friends, Rat, Mole, Toad, and Badger. Now, in the middle of a book, there's a chapter called The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. It doesn't seem like it fits in the rest of the book, but it's there, and it's one of my favorite chapters. In this chapter, Rat and Mole are out looking for the son, the lost son of Otter, and they come to an island. They're beckoned to an island by a piper, and on that island, they come into the presence of the divine. They come into the presence of the holy, and they are filled with fear. And this is how Graham writes it. Graham writes this. Then suddenly the mole felt a great awe fall upon him, an awe that turned his muscles to water, bowed his head, and rooted his feet to the ground. It was no panic terror. Indeed, he felt wonderfully at peace and happy. But it was an awe that smote and held him, and without seeing, he knew it could only mean that some august presence was very, very near. With difficulty, he turned to look for his friend and saw him at his side, cowed, stricken, and trembling violently. Rat, he found his breath to whisper, shaking, "Are you afraid?" "Afraid?" murmured the rat, his eyes shining with unutterable love. "Afraid of him? Oh, never, never, and yet, oh, Mole, I am afraid." Then the two animals, crouching to the earth, bowed their heads and did worship. The glory and fear. Therefore, the angels always begin their message. Whatever the message of the angels is, it always begins with this: do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear, Mary. You will have a child, a son of the Most High. Shepherds, do not fear, for the Messiah is born. The Savior is born, and you'll find him wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. You'll find Jesus. the Son of God, whom the book of Hebrews describes like this. The book of Hebrews says this about Jesus, that he is the radiance of the glory of God. Jesus himself is the glory of God. He doesn't reflect it like the angels do. Jesus is God's glory, for he is God in the flesh. He is God made man. He is God with us. He is God come to save us. So the angel's message to Mary and the angel's message to the shepherds is also for you this Christmas Eve. Do not fear. Do not fear. A child is born. Do not fear. The Savior has come. Do not fear. God is with us. Jesus Christ, the very glory of God. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks for your Son, Jesus. We give you thanks for his birth, that he is indeed God with us. God come to save us, that he is our Savior. Father, you have blessed us with your Son. Now fill us with joy. Fill us with light as we celebrate his coming. And in his most holy and precious name, we pray. Amen.